Hello, welcome to Vancouverite on 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Every Friday at 10 a.m., you are back. Whether you are an old listener or a new listener, I don't care about you. No, it's good to have you, and we have a couple people sitting in here. We've got, well, my co-host, Simon Armstrong, is no longer with us.
That makes it sound like he's dead.
Yeah, what happened to him?
No, he's not. Well, he's tied to the dead. It involves the dead. He got a job working at the morgue.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's very Simon.
Is he washing the bodies?
Yeah, this isn't... I don't really know... Well, I mean, I feel like he's... I don't even know what to think about this. I mean, I feel like I'm not making a lot of money, but I'm trying to have some sort of direction with my life that where I'm doing the things that... You know, if I need to make some money, I'll work on a film set or something.
Yeah,
I don't think he has to do this, or maybe he does, but
I mean, maybe he likes actually. Maybe he likes the dead bodies.
I know. I mean, that's my.
It doesn't strike me as unusual for Simon to want to work with, you know, dead people.
They can't talk to him.
Yeah, he doesn't. They can't talk back to him.
Sorry. So we sitting in today, just hanging out on third mic here. We have
my name's Matt MacArthur. I'm a buddy of Simon's. And new to the station myself, just new volunteer to CITR.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
And also...
Issa. My name's Issa.
My guest co-host.
And a little bit about me. I like athletic dogs.
Nice.
Okay, that's an interesting thing there.
I don't like small dogs or rather large dogs that drool a lot. I like just like in the middle.
Nice that's in between.
You don't hear that either. People that like medium dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like small dogs either.
Well, you guys can both go to hell. Small dogs are
the best. They're useless. They're decoration.
Right, I mean, they're cute and lovable. And, you know, well,
I don't even know what that word means.
But small dogs can be much more...
I concur.
Small dogs can be much more...
I think it's French for accessory.
Okay, talk over me. It's fine. You guys are running the show. I'll turn my mic off. No, you go ahead.
What's going on with you guys? Dogs, right?
No, I mean, small dogs can be way more agile than big dogs and smarter. Like, Simon is smaller than us. He's actually dumber. That's an exception to the rule. But
so he's a small dumb dog.
But let's get back to he's working at the morgue, which is this crazy job where he's moving bodies around. I mean, it is an important job, and I'm sure it pays decent compared to. I mean, it's an important job. But here's the thing: the other day I got a text from him. He's picking up my friend's cousin.
Your friend's cousin is deceased?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, yeah, she was murdered.
Oh.
Wow.
This is a morning show, but it's an alt morning show. We're going to be talking about some weird stuff. Did you hear about the person who was murdered outside Caprice?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that last week.
Yeah, it was my friend's cousin.
Wow, that's crazy.
They're just killing people on Granville Street.
Oh.
See, the problem with Vancouver is maybe I'm profiling people here since I didn't read about where these people, but I feel like they were from Surrey. I feel like not from Vancouver. Well, it seems like more often than not, like we have the Granville Strip, it attracts like college students from Vancouver and then zilches from like Poco and Surrey. And they always come here and just kill us.
It's all these Wally murderers just coming out here. SkyTrain.
Enough.
I lived here for a year and this is actually the first murder I've heard about in Vancouver. So I'm from Washington, D.C. and it. So, like, one murder is...
Right.
I've been living here for about, 10 years, and, yeah, this is definitely not unusual for someone from Surrey to come out here and whack a Vancouver citizen.
Well, it's a little unfair coming from D.C. to anywhere. That's like, you know, I've been cooking in some five-star restaurant, and you're working at McDonald's. I mean, we can't compete with D.C.
Yeah, it's the murder capital.
We're doing our best, you know.
We gotta keep murdering. We gotta catch up with D.C.
Yeah. I mean, they're lapping us daily.
You know, I did hear an interesting fact yesterday about if the city has 1 million people in it, there's probably on any time 150 dead bodies in apartment unfound.
In this city?
In any city.
In any city.
In any city.
150?
Statistically, there's 150 dead people in an apartment at any time.
Wow.
Just waiting to be found.
Waiting to be found.
So if you're listening to this, you might have maybe walk around the stairways if you smell something unusual. Good morning, everyone. People are still dying. Dying hasn't gone away. You will die eventually. Everyone will.
It's part of life.
You could crash on your way to work. Don't touch that dial. Otherwise, you could be...
Well, you take a chance every time you step out of your apartment, right?
For sure. Or stay in your apartment.
Or if you stay in your apartment, yeah, you're taking that chance too.
At least you'll be found.
Yeah.
If you...
But your little dog's not going to do anything to help out.
Your little dog might eat you, actually.
Yeah.
Probably will.
Definitely your cat
I
will.
Have no problem with that, though. I mean, I'm dead. You know, it's fine. Go to town. It's meat.
It's someone else's problem at that point.
For sure, yeah. And then and then you've got that cool, that Pomeranian that's tasted human blood.
I mean, I just think if my dog doesn't eat me after I die, what did it all mean? You know, what was it all for? All that love.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole racial thing with you too. There's a sensitive, you know.
I don't know.
and then everything just went quiet.
I like just saying things like that and then seeing how the third mic responds.
Yeah.
Oh, boys, okay, hold on here. It's fine.
Was I supposed to jump in there or like, yeah?
Well, I mean,
does it translate over radio
your job,
color?
Your job really is to. No, radio is colorblind.
Yeah, it is.
I think we all have a face for radio.
Absolutely.
Your problem is you just don't have any talent.
Yeah, probably. it's probably it. I was just thinking of, I think my voice probably gives it away.
Yeah. Maybe, I would love it if you were white, but this man, unfortunately, that voice, as it sounds, it sounds like just
taking
what
over
it sounds.
Vancouver.
Yeah. It's a nice voice. I was actually listening back to the last episode you were on, and it's really quite jarring to go from my kind of, I sound like the conductor on the Polar Express, like, hot chocolate and tea, we're going to see, and then you just come in so smooth, it's a little, it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take the voice you got. And maybe Simon will call in.
Hopefully he's listening in as he's wheeling in, you know, some cadaver.
Yeah. Well, my hands are very sweaty. I just want to say that for a second. Look how sweaty my hands are. You can see the beads of sweat.
They are indeed sweaty.
And I went to the doctor to try to get some sort of fix or
for your sweaty palms.
Yeah, they prescribe.
Just take a shower, dude.
No, it immediately. Oh, you see, you're so naive. You don't understand what I'm dealing with here.
Okay.
There's no.
What are you dealing with, Alex?
My hands are the ultimate sweaty hands. They are always sweaty. If I shower it off, they just become sweaty again. Immediately, they're incredible. When I shook your hand, I noticed you wiped your hand after. Meaning,
did I?
Yes. Everyone does that. It's okay. I mean, they're very wet. But yeah, right before shaking your hand, I wiped my hand. I did everything I could. I mean, if I had, you'd be drowning right now if I hadn't wiped.
Yeah.
It's rough. but enough about me. We've had a very strange start here. Every Friday, we're here. You're hanging out. You're from, Issa, you're from Crimes and Treasons?
Yeah, Crimes and Treasons on Tuesdays from 9 to 11.
You guys got to check your Facebook page. Messaged you.
Yeah, no, actually, you want to come in on Tuesday?
Oh, that ship has sailed.
Oh, wow.
Friendo.
Wow.
No, we'll, yeah, wow. We'll, Tuesday.
No, it just got turned down.
If I'm free on Tuesday, I'll come in on Tuesday. And let's get a little backstory on Matt here. Where are you coming from? How do you get into radio? Why are you here?
Well, I went to school, actually, with Simon. Before he started working with Dead Bodies.
Sure.
I went to BCIT with him. Mm-hmm. We both went through the radio program together. We worked on a lot of like really cool projects together.
Absolutely.
He sort of I'd always been kind of a fan of CITR, but once I saw that he was getting a show, I was like, "Huh, if he can do that, maybe I can get in on that too."
Right.
And so I became a volunteer of the station, just started helping out with like production stuff, and going to be doing some helping out with the live broadcast team tomorrow.
Nice.
For the barn raising, the UNA barn raising. There's John actually coming in right now.
Isn't the training today after the show?
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, did I say tomorrow? Oh, man, I was going to come. I thought it was today.
Yeah, no, like the actual workshop is tomorrow, and then the shindig, the actual event is tomorrow.
I see.
For the UNA barn raising, which I don't know where it actually is location wise. And my research on it has actually been fairly limited.
Yeah, a barn raising is when you put up a barn, yes?
Well, yes. But I don't know if there's an actual physical barn.
I think it's already being raised. I think the ceremony probably takes place. Because it's not like you just kind of, oh, now it's up!
Yeah.
I think it kind of gets built slowly.
Yeah.
What is a barn raising?
Do they have Amish in Vancouver? Or Mennonites?
I've never.
I think we got a couple men.
Probably got a good
yeah,
semi-healthy population of Mennonites. I haven't seen any Amish.
Amish. I'd love to see it. Well, I mean, they can't be near this technology. They're not hearing this.
Well, it's a very, yeah.
They might have a radio. They might have made it.
They might have built it.
Yeah, what if they, like, okay, stay with me here. But so the Amish have to, it's all primitive stuff, basically. But what if them just invents, like, electricity?
By accident?
Can they evolve, or do they have to kill that person now?
I think that person's got to get the boot.
Yeah.
Like what were you doing messing around with this electricity?
Yeah, it kind of goes counter to the whole Amish thing, right? I think it's, when the Amish, they send the young people out into the world to sort of get a taste of, like, city life.
Yeah,
and
what's that called again? Like, Frappenstück or something?
Yeah, Frappenstück. We'll just call it Frappenstück.
That's a great word. I'm going to find out what that is.
Yeah, yeah. For the purposes of, we'll find out what it is so we're not insensitive to our Amish listeners.
Rumpspringer.
Rumpspringer?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Cool. Yeah, so that's basically where they send the youth out, and they, you know, party and get all the sort of, and it's up to them to come back, to the farm.
I think that I'm going to change the name of this show to Rumpspringer.
Rumpspringer?
That sounds great.
I like it.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my personal favorite part of life if I was Amish, because it sounds kind of...
It's all downhill after there.
Yeah.
They had the TV show on TLC about it, Breaking Amish.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
The TLC really does exploit everyone. That's kind of their go-to now.
Well, yeah, the Learning Channel. That's how, yeah.
Speaking of exploiting, there's supposed to be another person sitting in.
Oh, really?
A high school student, I believe.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm a little bit worried about him.
Well, they...
I don't know if maybe something happened or...
Can you really trust high school students to show up on time for anything?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't know. Maybe John can go out and see if there's some lost youth wandering around. I was kind of looking forward to it. I thought it would be cool to have some insight into... high school, you know?
Yeah, and to really see, and to maybe corrupt them a little bit, too.
See if high school is the same as when we were back
in school. I think they'd be corrupting us. I think high school kids are, you kind of peak in some ways of, that's more college.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends. Everyone has their own style when it comes to peaking.
Slash partying, or?
Yeah, and being a general badass.
Okay, spray painting.
Spray paint? I got into that.
Not going to class.
Cutting.
Smoking.
Cutting class and cutting. Yeah.
Are we talking about college or high school?
High school.
Oh, high school.
Yeah, you can't really cut class in college because
it
doesn't have the same zing because they don't care if you're not there.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, you're just failing now.
Yeah. It's really on you.
We'll take your money and you don't even have to come. You're an idiot. Stoner. We don't want you here anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. There's plenty of people like that at BCIT.
Perfect. All right, what else is going on, guys?
The Olympics is wrapping up.
Yeah,
wrapping up. Didn't watch a single one this year.
You didn't watch a single event?
No.
Not a one.
I feel like because Vancouver already had the Olympics, like, in 2010, we were still over it. Like, we were still like, okay, we don't even care that some other country is having their Olympics, even though we have athletes in that competition. We're probably, like, watching... for our own athletes, but really it's very, very, very low attention span, I think, for the Olympics.
I think you'd like this. So
the
winner of the high jump was Canadian.
Yeah.
I bet you guess something about him that you might not guess.
Black.
He's white.
Oh. I went for the double.
I was going to guess Amish.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Can the Amish compete in the Olympics? Probably.
Hmm.
But then again, there's a lot of technology there. There's cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
But they probably do synchronized events extremely well.
Oh, absolutely.
I would have to guess about that.
Well, they're very unified people.
Did you hear about
that? Yeah, are the Olympics off limit? Probably.
I don't know if it's really put out there that they can't compete. I think there's just no discussion has ever taken place where it's like... Because there's, you know, like, you see, like... you know, Muslim, like, people competing. It's more visible now. But, like, you don't see Amish, for sure. Those hats and the, you know. I couldn't see. I guess it's a matter of, like, if you're jumping off the high board, the hat would have to stay on. Otherwise, you would lose the whole Amish thing.
There's a lot there for the Amish.
Yeah.
See, the problem with our culture is that we know everything. See, if you could just have a day that was... I know too much. See, I know... And nothing important, but all the...
it's all useless information
all
up there.
All the, like, artistic stuff has already been blasted in my face. You know, like, if I don't know what Amish was, if I found out what Amish people were today, this would be, like, an interesting day of, like, oh, there's a whole people that... Of course, I know that. I know Santa, all the different kinds of music. I've been exposed to too much stuff.
Yes.
There's nothing new anymore.
Yeah.
We're talking about Amish people jumping off diving boards, and we're mashing up. The show's done. There's nothing else to talk about.
Well, we were talking about the Olympics.
Well, Olympics, I mean.
And then it kind of, you know.
Yeah. How do you feel about that guy who he went and he was, like, using Grindr and Tinder at the Olympics, and he was outing all the gay athletes? And
oh, that's.
I mean, that's kind of messed up.
That is messed up.
It's particularly because some of those people are from countries where they will get beheaded when they
right.
get back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no going back for people from Carter or Qatar. I don't know how you say it.
I think it's Qatar, yeah.
Yes.
Qatar.
Qatar.
It's definitely not Qatar.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, there's no going back for those people. Like, once they find out that
well,
you're on
good, they've been liberated from
yeah.
the worst place. So, really, a beheading. You know, I heard recently that in Saudi Arabia, if you move there and you're white, they bring the white people over in kind of like groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've got like maybe 20 people coming in this week from the States and Canada or wherever that are going to be there for business. And the first thing they do is, because they need to show everyone, like, you're not in North America anymore. Like, we do things here very differently.
Way differently.
So the first thing they do, for example, like, they'll bring the group of people and they'll go, this 12-year-old stole. This is what happens to you if you steal here. And this is a 12-year-old. And they'll just cut off his hand, you know. And you have to watch. Otherwise, if you don't watch, you know, they suspect you of, you have to be part of it, and then you move on your way.
So this is part of the welcoming committee if you're, like, moving?
I'm trying to expose you guys to something new that you haven't heard yet. Yeah, this is, well, I wouldn't exactly call it a welcome. Maybe after that they go, all right, now that we got that out of the way, we have really good biscuits here.
Yeah, this is part of our culture right here.
Saudi Arabia sounds like a place I'd probably want to avoid forever.
Because you steal a lot.
No, just because.
Oh, sorry.
If I were to steal, maybe. You know, if I was going to work at, like, a Foot Locker in Saudi Arabia, and,
yeah.
you know, you don't get paid enough.
I feel like when you work at Foot Locker, you're taking home some shoes. You
yeah.
know, I mean, that's, you maybe the first week, you're like, I'm going to do this straight and even. And then you're just, people are asking you, and they're annoying, and you go, you know what would really help me come to work tomorrow? New pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many shoes back there, no one's going to know. I'm wearing this stupid referee top.
I like those referee tops. My sister used to work at Foot Locker. And, yeah, I back when we sort of had the same sort of build, I would steal her shirts.
Sure. I mean, I feel like everything that the customer enjoys makes working there bad.
Yeah.
Whenever you like something, you're like, oh, I like it how the hosts at the Orpheum Theater have to wear these, like, polyester turn-of-the-century railway conductor outfits.
In the summer.
Yeah, this is quaint.
Yeah.
I really feel like I'm... And they're just in hell, obviously. It's not a comfortable thing to wear. You're like, well, McDonald's really gets everything out very quickly. I like that. Well, that's because everything that makes that possible is horrible.
Yes.
For the people working there. Whenever you're like, well, this place stinks, those people are really having a good shift.
Mm-hmm.
They're having an enjoyable time. I know, I keep looking out the window to see, like, maybe this is the high school student. Maybe this is the... He's playing hooky on our show.
He probably told the high school. He's like, yeah, I'm at the radio station. I'm getting credits.
I don't want him getting any credit for this. He better not be getting any points.
Definitely putting that out there for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm reading these Gord Downie quotes. I'm gonna throw this out there. Controversial.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about Tragically Hip.
Yeah, no.
Can't name one song.
And you're a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, not a. Can you, how about you?
I don't even know who Tragically Hip is.
All right, we are.
I'm tragically unhip.
This is a Canadian
clearly.
Radio show. I don't know that he's dying. There's their final tour.
Yeah. It's being broadcast tomorrow. Their last show in Kingston's being broadcast tomorrow on CBC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that. I can find out.
Right.
It would suck if I became a fan. I was like, these guys are great. I'm going to... Oh.
Yeah, 5:30. yeah, no, like, the Tragically Hip are basically... I wouldn't, you know, fault you if you didn't know who they were, because, like, they're quite Canadian. They're a lot... They sing a lot about Canada.
What is their music like?
I mean, it's
how would you describe it? What's a good song to...
I don't know. They've got, a million great songs. I'd say maybe
with one,
Grace 2.
Grace...
Grace, comma, two.
Grace,
T-O-O.
Two.
Yeah, and they're, I don't know, they're pretty much like a, musically, they're kind of almost like a...
Just wears like a lot of hats, huh?
Yeah, they're That's almost great. Like a, just like a kind of a 80s, 90s rock band, basically.
Interesting.
Guitars, bass, drums.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
This is from 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just listen to this. We'll be back real soon on 101.9.
Summer encroaching, I, the sun, attain the height of my powers. Now I will pass solar judgment on this pitiful city. Forests, burn! Ocean, burn! Yoga fest, burn! What's this? Discorder magazine. Ooh.
Oh. Discord is July, August, summer issue featuring articles on Leisha Sets, Tempest, Eileen Bryant, Gal Grayson, and an art feature by Puppy Teeth, plus much more. Find Discorder around Vancouver at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, the Astoria Audio Pile, Davie Street Party, Don't Argue Pizzeria, Hastings Crossings, BIA, Castellano Block Party, Live Van, Pressing Matters, Redgate, Reggae Fest, the Rickshaw Theater, the Rio Theater, Rifflandia, Shindig, Victory Square, Vinyl Records, and Zipcar. It's not getting any zippier than that.
This alone shall be saved. As will the rest.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Synth chords can only be swollen members, fuel injected. I remember hearing that on mini disc when I was 16 and my brain exploded. I was like, this is the greatest beat I've ever heard.
That's, yeah.
Looking back, not that good. But you know what?
Well, it is Canadian hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, Canadian hip hop is really taking off now, though.
Yeah, yeah. There is some good stuff, but like, yeah.
Feel free to jump in. Give me a title. Yeah.
I was gonna say I don't talk about Drake and Mixed Company. It's just like something we don't do on a Crown Treating show. But there's some other there's some
you
other
don't
people.
Talk about Drake
in Mixed Company.
Mixed racial company?
No, just Mixed Company. I feel like people have this really strong emotional tie to Drake.
Either like positive or negative or
it's all mostly like positive. And when you say you don't like him, people are like,
do you not like him?
What? I don't talk about him, Drake.
I don't mind.
Well, I feel like you just outed yourself basically because you would talk about him. I mean, I don't think he's good, but see, the thing is I'm not getting any traction with that conversation.
He was on Degrassi, right?
Yeah. That was his best work.
Yeah.
I'd say. No, I mean, I'm just not into the don't like the Drake. You see that Seinfeld episode?
Yeah,
Seinfeld
yeah.
The other day. Yeah.
I just feel that he's like the guy that if he couldn't rap, I don't think he'd be cool. But he's just really annoying. Like if I were a woman,
see, I feel like you do get into it. You just need a little push.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a woman and Drake, you know, was trying to get me back, you know, singing me some sappy songs about
hey,
yeah, just like that.
Yeah,
I feel like that's a Drake line right there. You know, I miss you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a big fan. But you know, I'm a fan of Frank Ocean. Apparently, his new album's out. I'll tell you this. I don't like the last minute album name change.
Yeah,
it's gonna be called this. I don't like the visual album.
Oh no, I don't like those.
It's pretentious. You're a musician. You just want to have everything. You want to also be a Kubrickian, like visionary. It can't be enough for you to just do the thing that you do well.
Music.
It also, yeah, it has to be. I'm going to say everyone's flipping out about Lemonade. Those videos were not that good. You're overreacting.
I didn't even watch them.
Give me the album. Give me the music. Make that good. And then we'll get around later to making some fun music videos to complement it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you're going to a restaurant and they're like, we have these amazing plates. We're a plate restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care about the plate.
Just give me the food.
I actually don't even need the plate. That's what's interesting. I could just put the food into my mouth from the kitchen. This is just a convenience thing. And that's really what a music video is.
So you'd get up from your table and go to the kitchen window.
And you just put the
the chef to put the hot wings into
your
mouth.
I think I might be onto something here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to be fed.
Who doesn't?
I like it.
It's like Hooters.
I'm not above it.
The servers serve you.
Yeah. I don't really care for Hooters, though.
All right, here we go. No Drake, no Hooters.
No Drake, no Hooters.
You're one for two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I've ever actually been to Hooters, though. I don't know if it's...
Are there any in Canada?
There was, and then it turned into a Red Robin. I feel like people were like, look, we just want the burgers.
Yeah.
We just want regular, we want regular hot serve. See, I feel like Cactus Club is Hooters.
Yes.
It's classier.
Is it any different than Hooters?
Slightly classier than Hooters.
I guess so. It's greasier than Hooters.
The food's not as good.
As Hooters?
No.
It's more expensive.
I hear the food's actually pretty good at Hooters.
Yeah. I'm going to say Hooters trumps Cactus Club. Cactus Club stinks, I will say.
I just never feel comfortable in there.
You know what's not comfortable? Your arm. You are scratching it so much. Did you get a tattoo recently, or like, what is happening there?
No, I only just scratched it now. I don't know where you're getting all this from.
You've been scratching it the entire show. I saw him
scratching as well.
Oh, okay.
You got to stop. You're gonna scratch your skin right off.
All
right. Are you on drugs?
Not currently.
Kooky old drugs.
I was at Rec Beach yesterday, and these 17-year-olds were sitting behind me, and they're talking about all of the drugs that they do. I'm like, and I just felt like a duty. I felt like a duty as an adult,
right? Yeah.
As the adult, you know, to be like, hey guys, I don't think you should be doing meth at 17.
That's a terrible idea.
They were talking that they've done meth.
Meth, man.
Wow. Time's done changed.
Yeah.
That is a quick start on meth.
Maybe that's where the high school student is.
I was so shocked. One, because I've never heard someone talk about meth casually in front of me, and I feel like I've been in a lot of, you know, kind of weird situations.
Yeah.
Can we build to meth? That's more of a 19 drug, you know?
Yeah.
I think, like, imagine, how much do you have to go through for you to be like 17? You're like, I give up.
Yeah.
Meth is a real give up drug.
Totally. Totally.
Ironically, though, you become way more productive when you take it.
Yeah, like you can clean your house way faster than you could normally.
I think that's a myth. People always say, oh, yeah, I'm gonna take meth, so I clean. You don't see a lot of meth addicts, and it's like, well, this person, life is completely in shambles, but their kitchen
is spotless.
Yeah, spotless.
They really got it together.
Yeah.
All of the silverware is clean that they haven't sold yet.
Yeah. Well, what were these kids talking about? So they were talking about doing meth, and they were talking about...
Well, meth was like the first thing that they were talking about. And I mean, but if you looked at them, you'd be like, yeah, those kids are probably on. They probably do meth, you know.
Cool,
but
all right.
But it was just kind of...
Sad.
I wonder where our high schooler is at that's supposed to be in here. And I hope he's not hanging out with them.
Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not. But, yeah, meth and whatever else, like, you know, I guess crappy drugs that are out there. Ugh.
I thought it was also interesting. Like, you know, probably when I was 17, I don't think I did anything yet.
Well, you're just a square. I mean, we're starting to get really into it here. Do a little meth. I think you'd benefit from some meth.
I mean, I might. But I was thinking, like, you know, at 17, I'm like, well, maybe eventually I'll try smoking or something like that. But like now, I'm like, you know, meth is absolutely the only thing I probably will never do.
Yeah, it's safe to say I wouldn't touch that stuff either. It just seems too just freaky. And also, like...
Also, when you're doing it, you have to think to yourself, I'm smoking meth.
Yeah.
I don't want that thought to ever go through my head. Today, I smoked meth. I'm the kind of guy, I'm really taking, you know, stock of what's happening. I'm like, I'm playing Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
I'm making my girlfriend angry. I'm doing my radio show.
Yeah.
I lost a piece of Settlers of Catan. I'm buying the meth. I'm going home with the meth. There's all these points at which, like, you know, I'm getting closer and closer to doing meth for the first time. I feel like second time doing meth, a lot easier than the first.
Oh, definitely.
See, that's the difference.
You don't know what
weed
to expect the first time.
Weed is like, weed comes in the basement. You know those, like, chill kind of party houses that have, like, a lot of, like, sofas in the basement? And dudes, they don't need to knock. This come down the basement. And suddenly Steve's just, like, in your house.
Yeah.
Like, dude, how'd you get here? I just came through the basement suite. That's weed.
Yeah.
It comes to hang out through the basement. Meth is, like, breaking in, like, Minority Report, like, crashing in through the window. You know?
Like the Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah, like the Kool-Aid Man.
Except,
see, that's the difference between a white
Kool-Aid
reference and Issa's reference. Straight to Kool-Aid. Like, break it in? That's the Kool-Aid Man.
Yours is like Santa Claus? Yeah, it comes through the chimney. It sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Santa Claus. Santa Claus, Kool-Aid Man, meth. If you're doing it, it's in your face.
It is in your face.
How has nobody done this prank? It's great that you brought this up. People are doing all sorts of pranks. There's a don't look at my girlfriend's ass prank, egging black guys in the hood prank.
Yeah. Like,
why is nobody making a large Kool-Aid Man suit and literally crashing through a wall to give people Kool-Aid in the hood?
It's hard.
That would be amazing.
That would be a prank. I watch a lot of those pranks and get so angry.
Yeah.
But I think that one might be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Depending on.
Well, the reason it makes you angry is that pranks have progressed to this point where they're not pranks anymore. It's like slashing tires inland Chicago. I don't know if there is a such thing as inland Chicago.
The west side, south side.
Yeah. What's the dangerous part of Chicago?
The south side and the west side.
South side and west.
Yeah.
That's cool that the east side is the good side. It's usually west is more gentrified.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. It's meaningless. They're both just directions left and right on
the equator. It's a compass thing. Yeah.
It's because your people like to go west.
Santa Claus travels west, so there's a little more...
Yeah,
North Pole dust scattered,
and it makes people to not, you know.
And then throughout the year, the stuff to the east starts to. There's the half life is quite quick, and it starts to. And they just start gangs and poverty more. Yeah, meth.
Meth. back to meth. But so no, those pranks aren't actually pranks. They're just like
vandalism.
Vandalism, yeah. And
assault.
And watch a reaction.
Terrible
sexual
things.
Harassment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Kool-Aid man prank, you would have to have a really structurally weak wall to pull that
off.
That's
fine. We can build a wall.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, because, like, you have to go through the wall.
You could go through a window.
Is it the same thing, though?
I don't know if breaking through glass is necessarily...
Yeah.
You can only do it once, too. You have to... And also, he breaks through a wall. It's no window. It's wall.
Yeah, it's wall.
We're doing this right. We have artistic integrity.
Yeah, yeah.
Kool-Aid man is coming through a wall. I mean,
maybe we could set that up.
What's not to like?
Maybe we could set that up.
I mean,
I know some barbershops.
You know some barbershops? What does that? What does a barbershop have to?
I mean, I guess that you probably want to do this place where people would like to drink Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Oh, is that it was barbershop? Is that a thing?
And barbershop is where a lot of black people hang out.
See.
Oh.
But do you like to put sugar in your Kool-Aid?
I mean, you mean
isn't
when
it
you
kind
make
of made
it,
of sugar?
Don't you have to add sugar?
I mean, Kool-Aid. But like how much sugar? Because that's the one difference I found between me and my...
Lay it on me, baby. I want to
My less melanated friends. They don't have enough sugar in a Kool-Aid.
Interesting. Hmm. Well, maybe we can make Kool-Aid next time you come on the show and we'll do a taste test on the appropriate... I mean...
I like Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid's delicious.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know that it is. I think you guys...
I do like it.
You like it?
I legitimately like it.
I don't think I've had Kool-Aid.
I'm going to go home and make some Kool-Aid today. I'm going to buy a pitcher.
What would be
the
flavor?
I like the blue flavor.
Blue.
I like the blue flavor.
What flavor is that?
I think it's supposed to be blueberry, but to me it just tastes like the color blue.
I thought it was blue watermelon.
Oh, maybe.
Because they have this weird, like there's actually no such thing as a blue watermelon. I don't know why that they would try to trick you to make you think it's like a fruit.
At least pick something that's real. Or maybe that's more honest, just being like, yeah, it's a red banana.
It's absolutely not fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that's none of these things are actually fruit
flavors.
Would
it kill them to get a little fruit in there?
Yes. Yes,
you can't
it
have
would.
Any... Oh, yeah. No vitamins at all. What?
Well, you don't drink Kool-Aid for nutrition. You drink it because you're thirsty.
These inner-city kids are drinking it day in, day out. How are they supposed to study? That's why they're picking on the substitute teacher when he comes in. They're all hopped up on blue watermelon.
Yeah.
This is crazy town. We got to get these kids some... What's that pure juice they have at Choices? It's like Ceres. It's like the name of a cloud.
Oh,
and they have like cantaloupe flavor. And whenever it doesn't taste good.
It's all very fruity.
I was like, cantaloupe is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not... It doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
That's the problem here is that real juice is like... It's not
good.
Yeah. It's not good. It's too real.
Yeah, you can taste your own demise in it. When you have a nice big sip of blue Kool-Aid, you're living forever.
Yeah. You know what life's about.
Blue.
Getting your hair cut and, you know.
Something that you haven't done. Yeah. At the barbershop. Yeah. Is there a place like that in BC, though? I mean,
there's got to be black barbershops in BC because black people got to get their hair cut and they're not going to... Supercuts.
Oh, there's I know that there's like cornrow braiding type places.
Yeah, I get my hair done at a hair salon.
Yeah.
An Ethiopian.
Not
lady.
A lot of
shout out to Nunu on Commercial Drive.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Nice.
Nunu. I walked by there and I was like, how great would it be if I went in there? Cause
Do you have hair or like?
Not a lot. It's receding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sad point.
I'm sorry.
Sound like pretty sore subject.
The hair? Oh, is it ever? Well, you know, I tried finasteride, this drug, for a while, and then you read the side effects, and it makes your penis smaller.
Okay.
Finasteride is very effective. See, the problem with life, it's just like we're talking about with jobs. All the things the customer likes destroy the employee's life.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to drugs, all the best drugs have the worst side effects, for sure. If you want a drug that has no side effects, it's water. It's the placebo one.
Yeah.
All the effective ones have some horrible, like finasteride is very effective. It slows the hair loss,
mm-hmm.
but you can't get an erection and your penis gets smaller, which I think is like choose one drug. I mean, it's getting smaller and it doesn't work. That's.
Well, I guess it depends how active your sex life is in the first place, right? Like, if you want to take that, you know. If you want to take the drugs and...
What are you, just a useless big head of hair person? You walk around all day? I'm a celibate,
well, like,
flowing mane.
What, yeah.
Isn't the reason why you don't want your hair to fall out so that you can continue to have sex?
Yeah, if I didn't have a sex life, I would be like, it's more convenient to have no hair. I'll just be a monk.
Maybe you should shave your head and not take the drugs. Then everybody wins.
Well, except for my head, because it won't look good.
You don't look good bald?
This is I don't think I'm racist, but one aspect of, I truly do have legitimate anger towards black people, is that they can pull off a bald head so much better than white people. I don't know why that's a thing, but it is a thing. I never look at a bald black guy and go, like, I lost his hair. I look, like, he has there's a black head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no, I do not, but a bald white guy has such a clear George Costanza bald look.
Well,
know?
Like, I mean, there's receding bald where you're like hanging on to the stuff at the back.
Right.
That is.
That's a bad look.
It's a bad look.
Yeah.
And that's why you just take it all off.
You Vin Diesel that.
Yeah. Vin Diesel that.
Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous bald white guy? Jesse Ventura.
Patrick Stewart. There are exceptions to the rule.
There's a 70s television detective called Kojak.
Kojak?
He was super bald.
Yeah, there's several.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes.
I mean, he definitely looks better bald.
Yeah.
Jason Statham. You hope that you'll be one of those guys, but...
But you're not one of those guys?
I mean, look at me. I made a passionate case for... The agility of Pomeranians earlier in this show. I mean, this is not your future action star at all. So I don't know what to do, but
like an inaction star.
Maybe a wig? An inaction star, yeah.
Wigs? My grandmother wears a wig. She's got a bunch of wigs.
I have something in common with your grandmother. Simon might be picking up your grandmother soon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, like every time I go home, my grandmother's like, hey, Issa, you know, next time you come home, I might not be here. And that's been 10 years ago. And so
that's the trick. You just always say you're about to die. And death goes, I don't like how you are trying to, you know, you're going to stick around. You got to use reverse psychology with the specter of
death.
Yeah.
But like this is like 10 years of her using her retirement funds that could have been passed down to some grandkids.
Right. Well, I can, you know, it's times are tough. My grandma asked me, she was like, what is the best way to contact someone from your generation? And I was like, oh, so you sit down at your computer and you send me an e-transfer. Move it into material in the show. That's fine. We're going to take a little musical break here and listen to some Hiatus Coyote, which sounds like an awesome, like, Saturday morning cartoon.
I'd watch it.
The Hiatus Coyote.
I'd do some meth and watch that.
Yeah. They're like a nice like spin-off of the Roadrunner. Wait, that's a coyote, right?
Yeah.
Well, Wile E.
Coyote, yeah.
Yeah.
He's wily. You don't hear that word used without coyote ever.
He's a wily individual.
I met this guy the other day. He's really wily.
Yeah, no one says
that.
A
coyote?
I bet he probably does meth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, stay tuned.
Sun rise, a dark desert sky. We fly Looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Last year.
With Vancouver, right? Always by your side, hanging out. It's a clubhouse. Chill with so many people.
Yeah.
I was like, I could let that hook play and do a nice, smooth radio transition, or I could just...
That was smooth.
Risk termination. That's fine. You know what? I like to do things that people wouldn't hear. You know, Kevin Sonia got axed from The Peak. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that.
that morning show. And it's... I don't want to do a... But the great thing about terrestrial radio is they always this is the pattern that they follow. They hire a guy and a girl, like a PC hangout, just
cool, you know, Steve and Drew in the morning. And then they hype it up. They put all this, and then people listen for a bit, and then they lose interest because it stinks.
Yeah.
And then they fire Kevin and Sonia. And then they're too scared to try something new. So they go, okay, how about Kevin and Sonia didn't work, so let's try Steve and Rochelle. They just hire two new people, two new names, and it's the same morning show. I guarantee you the Peak will hire the exact same thing. It will be no different.
Yeah.
It will just be a morning zoo crew thing, and then they just axe the next people. And then Kevin and Sonia get to go to New Brunswick and do a morning show there or whatever.
Yeah. That's just formula, right? It just works, but only for a tiny time, you know, very short time.
Try something new. Yeah. Put this bitter egg on the air. I'll heat up the FM and the AM. Yeah. Well, it's sad. Radio makes me sad because radio is so great. Think of how many things that you can do on the radio, and think of what is done on the radio. It's just the same thing. Well, it's just top 40, and
especially in this city,
especially Vancouver. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all very like safe and all very
I mean, kids aren't listening to the radio anyways. I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want on it.
You should be Eric Andre-ing all over the place. Totally. It feels like everywhere else is doing weird stuff. Like, TV does crazy everything. Movies, well, they kind of stink. But even movies have always been cool, you know.
Yeah.
They had their heyday anyway. Radio is like, where's the radio boom? We need it. And all phones have an FM thing on it, and the companies disable it so that we can pay more data. What is this world we're living in?
Yeah, even television commercials are more bonkers than like commercial radio.
Old Spice ads,
hands
down, have more humor than your average morning show. I heard this one bit. Well, the great thing about morning radio is they'll have the morning radio show, and then throughout the rest of the day, they'll take like the best bit and they'll make like a stinger ad for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll play the and then Kevin and Sonny in the morning, and then and
that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. And so if you're, like, at the gym in the afternoon and you hear an ad for that morning show, you know that's the best bit they did that morning because they're going to choose the best one.
Yeah.
And that best bit always stinks.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Like, I heard one, it was like, you know how – this is great. I actually almost like this because of how bad it is. Like, this is my go-to hack morning bit. We're mourning the morning bit. Come. Oof. Sometimes I'm like – I have to wonder, like – was that a bad pun? And I start talking about it. And I'm like, why am I talking about it? That was horrible. Anyway, but speaking of bad, so I'm at the gym and I hear the Kevin and Sonia like stinger. And
they're talking about like, oh, I had like three coffees this morning.
No. This is, I remember it. I've got it here. They go, so ice cream trucks, when they come up, they play like a little jingle. So you can hear the ice cream coming. Why doesn't all food do that? You should have like the Indian food, they come and it's like dun, 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 and you can hear all that. And like, well, okay, first of all, the bit is somewhat flawed because ice cream doesn't play an ice cream like ethnic song. They play the ice cream song.
Yeah.
So like that's not, there's no nationality that's ice cream.
No, ice cream is for
everybody.
Everyone.
Everybody loves ice cream.
Yeah.
Even Saudi Arabians love ice cream.
And I also love it because it's weirdly racist, that bit, too. Like, it's like inclusive.
Yeah.
See what we did there? No, it's kind of weird. Like, there were these like, what does the black one do? Oh, we don't do black. It has to be, like, Indian, because I'm Indian. We can do Asian. They always do their own race.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is
like, oh yeah,
so
like
much.
Jamaican, you know, like, oh, Jamaican food truck will play some reggae music.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but if there was if it was just like loud reggae music driving down my street and it was like a truck, I'd probably get food from it.
Yeah. Oh, it's like it's like a schnitzel place. They just play like hard Euro trance.
And not polka, but like hard Euro trance.
Yeah. It'd be cool if they played, yeah, it was like soul food, but it was all like J Dilla. It's not like stereotypical stuff. That would be great.
And that was the best bit. That was the best bit.
That was
the
best bit. That's a C+.
Yes.
At best.
Oh, yeah.
You'd always hear like, yeah, who's still? It'll be interesting to see what happens next. But nobody listens to the radio. That's the problem. They're always like, we have the most listeners. Oh, you have like 27 listeners?
People with whose dials don't know in their car. Like, I don't know how to change a radio station in the car that I drive.
You're one of the... Yeah,
so like whatever it's on, that's what it's on, and
it's on.
Yeah, and I like run out of space on my phones to put new music on, and every song in there is precious to me. So I'm just listening to the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, that's interesting.
Like, once you listen to all the music you have on your phone or your computer,
why didn't you delete the music off there?
Oh, because the songs, each song has a special memory for me. All 4,671.
That's a lot of, what are you, the memento guy? Is that how you, like, chronically, you have some sort of degenerative memory condition? I need Tupac to show me what was happening.
I need all 17 albums of Tupac on my.
I think you're a hoarder of music.
I am.
You got a problem.
I am a hoarder of movies.
Are you? Like,
yeah, I have like a terabyte external hard drive. I just keep a ton of movies on.
Well, you must be on the FBI's must catch list.
No, these are all legally uploaded from my stepfather's extensive DVD collection.
Oh, okay.
You're ripping DVDs?
Yeah. No. No, absolutely not.
I didn't hear anything.
There is a, yeah, like, do you must not copy or.
But I bought it.
I don't think you can copy it. Is that, where's the area there?
Because do they expect me to bring physically all of these DVDs to Canada?
No, that's a lot of DVDs.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I think my favorite movie is Paid in Full.
Paid in Full.
You ever watched it before?
Is that like a Tupac movie?
No, it's got Wood Harris in it. Wood Harris?
Paid in Full.
Wood Harris. And it's got, Paid in Full's actually got a great soundtrack.
Okay. Oh, is that the Eric B?
Yeah.
Where that song is from?
It's got Cameron in it, and it has Mekhi Phifer.
Okay.
Mekhi Phifer.
That sounds like a real, like one of those movies that's not that good, but it has, like, a special place in your heart. Like, that movie can't be
if you watch it,
very good.
No, the movie's great.
It's great?
If you watch it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that movie's pretty good.
Paid in Full. All right, how about you, Matt? What's your favorite movie?
Metropolis.
Well, see, that is never before in the history of man have those two movies come up in the same conversation.
I'm
confident
that
of that.
Yeah.
Metropolis, that would be a great double feature.
It would be.
What's that about?
Well, it's a
very similar, really.
Well, it's a movie from, like, 1929, directed by this guy, Fritz Lang.
A real kook director.
Very kooky. But visually, like, incredible. It's just basically about the future. It's like a robot in it.
Have you ever seen? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, go on. Go ahead.
Go on.
Have you ever seen Charlie Chaplin? Was it Modern Times? Modern Times. It's like that.
I think.
No, I don't think so. It's a little bit. I would say that's the flip side of that. Modern Times is more optimistic. I would say.
Yeah, like, Charlie Chaplin comedies are usually pretty like happy and pretty like slapsticky and stuff. This is very like dark and kind of dystopian. There's like the original 1930s version with like this orchestral score, and then there's another version of it that got made. Not like they took the original film, but Giorgio Moroder made like this like 80s tastic score to it, and it was incredible. It was actually playing at the Rio Theater a couple weeks ago, and we went and saw it.
That's cool.
So amazing,
Giorgio.
What's your favorite movie?
My Dinner with Andre. Real silence falling in that one. Not a lot of heat. Yep. You seen it?
I've heard of the title.
It's a great film. Check it out.
What happens in it?
There's a dinner with Andre.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about a guy who gets how did I describe this movie? Well, the movie is 90%, it's two guys having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking.
For the whole film.
Yeah.
It's just them at dinner.
There's a short intro and outro. But it's really just a conversation between two people.
That's cool. Like, you'd have to have like a really well-written movie to be able to pull that off.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. It's one of the best movies. Seriously.
I'm going to have to watch it.
You got to check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
I mean, obviously you guys like talking. You're sitting here hanging out. It's talk radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
If you watch Paid in Full, I'll watch Dinner with Andre.
Okay.
And I'll just watch Metropolis.
Metropolis.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
I'll just continue to watch Metropolis.
You're having fun. You're watching Metropolis. It's fun. Metropolis, Dark City. That was a good one about a city. Do you see that movie?
No.
Dark City. Oh, you're not a big movie guy, huh?
I like movies.
You got to see Dark City.
Okay.
That's great. Have you seen The Matrix?
Oh, yes, I have seen The Matrix.
Because Dark City is like a it's like a sister film to. Yeah, it's kind of it's. I'm going. Have you seen My Dinner with Hunter? Have you seen Dark City? Have you seen The Matrix?
Yes.
That it's a lot like The Matrix, but it's really good, really yeah. really good. I'll tell you what I don't like about the Olympics. Looking back, because we're coming to an end here.
Oh yeah.
Everyone is so petty. They're so petty. You're coming in second place in an Olympic sport. You should be happy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You've got second. They're bad mouthing the other teams. They're bitter. They're not shaking hands. What is this? I'm a comedian. If you're in a comedy, last comic standing, second, you know how grateful second place is? He's going to get work out of it, exposure, some money. Maybe it's because it happens only once every 4 years, so they're building it up in their head, and they have 4 years to get all angry about it. But what is going on? A little humiliated, a little humility here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can understand the anger, though. You know, I mean, you work 4 years to get like almost to your goal. You know, nobody's going to the Olympics except for the people who are racing against Usain Bolt, who's saying, you know, I'm really trying to get second place.
Well, he's overconfident. Enough of this. Why is being an overconfident douche okay in sports and not anything else?
How can he be overconfident, though? Because he wins all
he's
the
going,
time.
Ah! Well,
he's never lost.
Okay, sorry, not overconfident. His confidence is matched with his ability and accomplishments. But he's running across the line. He's farting on the third place guy. He's laughing. He's dancing. I am number one. What is this nonsense? You don't see a freaking chef doing this, going across the street to the family business that's struggling and just like throwing some bacon grease on their window.
You don't know if they're doing that.
Yeah, I started saying that. I was like, wait a minute, chefs are some of the most ego insane people in the world. Maybe it's just humans.
Yeah,
really, that's the problem.
But you see, like I'm okay with some. Like if you deserve it, you know, like that, like you know it's deserved. I don't think Usain Bolt is, you know, telling. He's not going to tell Barack Obama, like, hey, I'm a better president because I'm the fast man in the world. He's like, I'm the fast man in the world. Nobody's faster than me.
Right.
But like, you know, there's people who think that they're just like super smart.
He just thinks he can be president. I love that idea that Usain Bolt is
the world's fastest president.
Well, first of all, he's not American. Yeah. So you should make an exception. I should govern the United States because if anything happens, I'll just run really, really fast. I want to see that. I'm fascinated by this though. Yeah, he's so confident because he's first. I want to see that from like 17th place, just running like, yeah, I'm in the Olympics, mofo. I'm really pretty fast.
I made it
faster than most of y'all. He's going up to the TVs. He's humping them. Yeah, yeah, you get that. You get that 17th place.
I wish I would have showed you. I wish I would have showed you the video of the Haitian 110-meter hurdler because he's doing that before the race. You know, he's in the camera. He's like checking his fake watch. You know, he's doing he's bringing all the crowd and you know, getting the crowd up. And then he literally runs right into the first hurdle.
Woo!
And
oh,
if you can look it up, it is
purpose.
Oh no! His legs just didn't get over the hurdle, and he ran through the hurdle, and subsequently hit like 9 of the 10 of them.
Oh,
this is great!
Brutal.
I mean, but you're also in Rio de Janeiro, and you probably got a free trip, and it's an out of town trip, and you know what happens in out of town trips? They get kind of nuts.
Marathon sessions.
You're just having fun. You're dodging mosquitoes and muggings and hitting up Tinder.
I mean, I think if like there's a lot of people who go to the Olympics and they know for sure that they're not placing.
Right.
Like they absolutely know that they're not placing.
They came to party.
I mean, if you're not gonna get one, if you're not like in the top five in the world,
you might as well be last.
You might as well be last.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's not. You got a little shucking and jiving there, a little humor. I'll tell you who you're not gonna ever see that from, the Chinese athletes.
Oh, no.
They're some stern. I was watching ping pong. I guess it's true. I did watch something. I was at the gym. I was watching ping pong. Probably one of my favorite sports. I love ping pong. Love the ping.
It's exciting.
And it was a
Chinese athlete versus a Japanese athlete. And you would have thought that they were dueling for, like, the future of, like, a billion, like, the death of their family members. Just absolute. It was like the fight in Hero where they're, like, running on the water and, like, it was so intense. Like, how about a joke here, guys? How about a little levity? Well, it's freaking ping pong.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who knows what happened in China? They might have their family, and they might be playing for.
Yeah, that is true. Actually,
this is a game for blood. You know, I'm getting that ball back and forth.
There's probably Russia is probably a country where I imagine if you don't win the gold, you probably can't come back.
Wow, that's some scary. Scary stuff.
It's crazy,
but also pretty good motivation.
It's crazy how serious we take athletics.
Can you imagine how good this radio show would be if I bombed, they would kill my. Well, if they killed my dad, it might motivate me. But yeah, if I mess with my mom, it's like I'd be doing better. I'd still probably be pretty bad, but I might at least prepare something. I'm pretty sure that it is Friday, by the way. I think you got the day wrong. It looks like they're prepping out there. They're moving stuff around.
No, I'm totally legit really? Thinking that it's Saturday tomorrow.
Let's settle this beef.
I have the emails.
I've got my email, too. I got a phone. What do you think? I don't have email?
I don't know. I didn't picture you as the guy that would have email, I guess.
Well, you thought wrong, buddy. Oh, man, I've got
is that a drill?
How come the United States put so much energy into athletics? Is this like an opportunity for us to be like, we're still great, even though we're not real great anymore?
Well, we're making America great.
Like,
it's going to be great.
I think that maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, there's always been like that kind of American athletic push for greatness.
I think the Olympics is just to show whose country has the most leisure time.
Yeah. It is, but then countries that have no leisure time need to win that too, so that the UN will think they have leisure time, and they just like torture their athletes and inject them with this and that.
It's all about images.
Yeah,
I was watching Shot Put too. I guess I watched a lot more.
Yeah, I was gonna say you said you didn't watch any Olympics.
Those guys' arms, like they always have one beefy arm and then one arm that's just normal.
This is hands down the most pointless sport. The motion is insane and never would come in handy anywhere else in the world. There's a spin and a throw.
Yeah.
You're throwing a lump. The body, it clearly it's not healthy because I'm looking at all their bodies. They're like fat and strong at the same time. Like there's big arm muscles, but then all this like fat just kind of encasing it. And they're using smelling salts, they're yelling, they're nuts. Oh, what is this Shot Put?
They look like bouncers.
They're bouncers. That's exactly what it is.
The official sport for bouncers.
I'm going to bring it back to the beginning here. Remember we were talking about that person that got murdered outside of Caprice?
Yes.
This insanity. The bouncers, I mean, I don't know the full story, but it sounds like a bit of a dud over there at, I don't know if it is Caprice, so don't quote me on that. It was either Caprice or, what is that other? Anyway, whatever club it was. I don't want to name names here, but you've got these people fighting inside your club. They're all drunk. They're fighting. You don't throw them all out. You don't kick them all out at once. Okay, guys. Well, you're get out there on the street. There's like, oh, great. Now we can have a street fight. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to. I'm saying I mean a lot.
It's all about the liability. You know, we're talking about.
You're still liable. You're liable until they get home. The bar is liable until they get to the next bar or get home.
Really?
Yes.
That's how it is in Canada?
That's how it is in Canada.
In the United States, we have zero accountability. If you get on the street,
no,
it's your fault.
That's not true.
Yeah.
No. Ryan Dunn, remember Ryan Dunn? He had all those drinks at the bar, and then he went and crashed his car, and there was the big thing about did they give him enough drinks?
Wasn't he Canadian?
Enough drinks. Too many drinks. No. Ryan Dunn's maybe they were in Canada. No, they were in the States.
They were in the States.
I think he's Canadian now, right?
Okay, well, he was in this. What is this Wild West? What is this Wild West country you're talking about here? No liability.
Yeah.
No liability.
I mean,
you're from D.C.?
Yeah,
were you born in D.C.?
I was born in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. It's a
safe neighborhood?
Yeah. My neighborhood's pretty. My neighborhood is awesome.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. It's like we're not like people don't want to gentrify it.
Right.
And. But it's still a nice neighborhood. It's like a secret.
Is there some good, like, what kind of food is like Vancouver has sushi and like DC. What are they eating in DC? Barbecue?
It depends on what type of neighborhood you're in. My neighborhood is a lot of El Salvadorians, so we eat a lot of pupusas, which is like dough and cheese.
I like pupusas. Yeah, pupusas are good. What is that cabbage stuff they always bring?
I don't know what it is, but it comes in a mayonnaise jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was good. I put it on it.
It's good. Have you ever had a pupusa, Matt?
I want one right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you some crazy food fact. 2 days ago, I bring home some beef jerky, Singaporean beef jerky from BKH Jerky. Terrible name. Not easy to say BKH. They should have just called it BK Jerky.
You get this at the Max or something like that?
But they were on Dragon's Den. Great jerky. So I'm bringing this beef jerky home. I ask my roommate, do you want some beef jerky? He says, I've never had beef jerky. You've never had beef jerky?
Beef jerky? You never had beef jerky?
He's 28 years old. He's never eaten beef jerky.
Okay, something's seriously wrong with that guy.
And I give him...
Does he work at the morgue?
No. Simon's definitely eating beef jerky. Yeah. And he eats it. He's like, yeah, it's good. I'm like, yeah, it's good. It's beef jerky. But you should have a bigger reaction right now. This is the first time. Because beef jerky doesn't really taste like anything else. It has a very, your mouth kind of hydrates it as you chew it.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in his reaction. You have any friends that underreact to things? Like, you show them something and it's like, oh, that was good. I want a little enthusiasm here. You know, I want a little lightning.
Yeah, I've gotten that by like playing, like I've played music for friends. Like,
oh,
I've played,
big mistake. Big
like,
mistake.
Like I played the Tragically Hip to you, and you were just like, oh, this is boring.
Yeah, a little underwhelming, I gotta say.
But it's not for everybody, so I'm cool with it. But it's just like, I definitely get, that's the most underreaction is when I show people movies or music.
And never since, see, what I hate is you show somebody a song, you hear a song, you're like, this is great. And then you show it to your friends. It doesn't even sound the same to you.
Yeah.
Like, you put it on and you can feel how much is bombing in the room.
You can feel the energy just leaving the
room. I was
room.
Definitely just, like, having a really good day. And it's like, okay, do we fade it down? Do we now have to listen to the whole song? This is a 7-minute song, you know?
It's the worst in the car.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody gives you the aux cord and it's like a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You play a song on there. And you just know that nobody in the car is feeling it. And, like, they're not...
Oh, terrible.
And they're not, like, good enough friends where they, like, tell you to, like, take it off. They're just like... You're just like, oh, you know, I just really just missed an opportunity to become, you know, really strongly bonded with these people.
Yeah, and that opportunity just flew right out the window. Right out the car window.
Man, these athletes... I'm not listening to what you guys are saying. I'm looking at...
Oh, no, we can tell.
This is... This is what is this?
What country is that?
I don't know. These Eastern.
That's just a frame of. Is that a frame of video or is that a photograph?
This is a frame of video.
Okay.
Listen, if you watch the 110 meter hurlers,
yeah,
the women, they're super fast and they all like. It's like a track and field is like the sport where like women can like still be like I get you know like the in, be in the. Gender, I guess. What is the safe way to say that?
You're asking the wrong guy, Matt.
like they can still wear like makeup and
they can still be feminine
and get their hair done.
Yeah.
And,
oh boy. We're all getting canned today.
No,
boys.
No. As opposed to
not what I want.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to think of the best way.
Pause this for a second? I love that people are never more offensive than when they're trying to not be offensive. Like, you can be offensive.
That's where it all comes
out.
But
the worst things are always where you're, like, tiptoeing. And you just crash through the eggshells and, like, land in a snake pit.
Yeah, like, it just...
racism and horror. And...
Kool-Aid man right through that feminist wall.
Oh, yeah. We're down. Well, I mean... I think you should just say stuff. I think you should just let it out and just deal with the repercussions. That being said, this has not served me particularly well. But
it doesn't serve anybody well.
Yeah. There's no easy way to do this.
But the track and field is like, I mean, you watch track and field, they're not wearing they're wearing makeup and lipstick and they got the nails done and then they finish their sprint in like under 10 seconds. You're like, man, that girl could beat me in a race and... She's looking pretty good at the same time.
She could win a medal and your heart.
Yes.
What you're saying. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Not the wrestlers, though.
No.
No. It's interesting that you can say people are bad at things, but you can't say people are ugly.
Isn't that interesting? If somebody's like a really bad drummer in a band, you're like, oh, she has terrible rhythm. And you're like, her face is unsightly. Like, oh, you can't say that. Well,
that's just rude. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is one rude and the other
not? I don't know. It's
she worked hard on the other one. She's trying to be a great drummer.
Yeah.
And she's not good.
Yeah.
The other one is like, it's not even her fault.
Yeah.
It's just
she's just born that way.
As a matter of fact, like I'm balding.
Yeah.
You say it's like, hey, don't bring that up. But it's like if you say I'm not funny, everyone's like, oh yeah, he's that guy, total hack. But I'm trying to have a good funny show here.
Yeah.
So why is one, you know, I just don't understand what's happening.
I think it has to do with the fact that you can't change being ugly. So like
you should get better at drumming.
So don't
you're
so
trying to motivate her.
Don't talk about me about my ugliness.
And there's a lot of ugly drummers that are incredible too.
Yes.
So
that's true. Yeah. I feel like if you're really good at something, see my goal in life, and this will never happen, but my goal in life is that I get enough fans that they defend me. How great is that?
Oh, I wish I had fans who defended me to the core.
Can you imagine, if you talk to
core fan base
some lady and you're like, oh, I don't like Justin Timberlake, and suddenly there's this woman on the other side of the world defending you. Like if I was Justin Timberlake, there's a guy going, I don't think that guy's very good, and suddenly there's four beautiful women defending my name.
They're like, what?
I want that.
What are you talking about?
How do I get that power? It's simple. I just have to become a revered pop star.
I mean, do you even have... But you don't even have to be good to get defenders like that. You know, you just have to be liked.
Hmm.
Well, that's a problem too for me. But, I mean, I'll do whatever I can. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day to go play some Pokemon Go and maybe get rejected as a pickup artist. Or drink so much bubble tea, you throw up. It's a real, real gorgeous day out there. I tried to come up with three things that...
That sounds about right.
I didn't want to be like, it's sunny, go to the beach.
Where do you get bubble tea from? Because last time I got bubble tea here was on 4th, and it was not very good.
Well, you can't go to gentrified whitey neighborhood for the... Well, 4th isn't even gentrified. It was always white and rich.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Always white and rich.
They should do a reverse gentrify. What's that?
Well,
you slum a place.
Yeah, well, you have to slum it up.
Yeah. Can we start doing that? That's cool.
I think we should slum up Point Grey. There's a lot of houses there where I want to slum.
Carisdale, you're next.
I'm down with slumming up Carisdale.
There's so many houses in Point Grey that have nobody lives in them, that nobody lives in them,
yeah.
That I would love to just move in and slum it up. They got pools.
I love that I went on to the computer to try to find the next song to play on the show, and I just clicked on a best female butts in the Olympics, and well, it didn't say female butts. I mean, that's obviously
just butts. Equal gender.
We're just objectifying women here. I mean, let's be honest. And then we just talk about that for 10 minutes, and I have no song to play. Well,
that's how
I have
it goes.
A future at the CBC.
So if
or on the peak.
Yeah.
Who spends their time looking at the Olympics every day and compiling best butts on it.
Yeah, who are these creeps? I mean, I can understand this level of creepiness where it's like, okay, you made it available, we'll creep. But it's like, I'm gonna bring all the creeps together by compiling a list of all the best hip gaps.
Can Simon. can you read some of the comments on those videos?
He did send me a list of juicy Asians once. I was like, this is, I don't need this.
Juicy? Like Kool-Aid juice or like, yeah.
I wish.
Can we read the comments on some of the videos?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's explore the psyche of these people.
I like reading the comments, particularly on really offensive, mostly racist things, because you get to the comments and you're like, oh,
all
this
right.
is real America.
All right, well, how about this one? How about this one? This is nice. You know, it's important to be just a nice person that says nice things. Equal rights for women and men, and you know, you put out the vibes into the universe that you want to come back. So let's get into under hottest athletes at the 26th Olympics in Rio. Obviously there's going to be some good intellectual comments here. Okay, this is Way of the Gun 3 minutes ago. This is fresh.
Oh no.
Fresh.
Yeah, this guy's just waking up. I really appreciate a woman I really appreciate a woman that works out and takes care of her body. I like a nice ass, a flat stomach,
but I just can't stand a woman with a broad, muscular back. Nah. Not good enough. Sorry, ladies.
I guarantee that that guy doesn't work on his take care of his body.
This guy is clearing 300.
What does this guy look like?
For sure.
That's brutal.
I think we can probably just end right there. I mean, that guy's taking the gold.
Can't top that.
Gold. There's a couple of male athletes on here. Let's see what the comments are on the hottest male Olympic athletes.
I
it's
feel
just
like
that same guy. I like a guy with a nice strong leg, but he just really doesn't like backs. Oh, here we go. Not a single black man. Come on. Can I get behind that?
Come on.
This list, yeah, I don't support this at all.
Not one.
Lee Smith.
It's a list of.
Can you read that one?
Oh, it's the top 4,000 too. Wow. That's too. No, I'm just joking. It's every athlete.
Read Lee Smith's comment.
Lee Smith?
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte looks like he's got a big D. Just saying. All right.
No, it's saying that. But imagine if that would have been on the other one. I you know, it's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little. See, this reads it. So it's okay when women say it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
A little bit of a double standard. They did those videos on where it's like. Men getting harassed by women, and there's like they put a bunch of ladies in like construction worker outfits.
Yeah,
it's like we're turning the tables, and all the guys were just like, "Oh hey, all right, sure," and they're like, "Oh this backfired. Abort, abort."
That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah, well, it's a power thing, right? Men are, they're in the scary power position on the street. The streets are ours, ladies. We're awful. See, men are just land pirates. You ever think about that? Is that we are like, we've really come a long way since there was pirates, but now we're just pirate. Every man is his own pirate ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
your captain, your crew. And sometimes we have fights between the pirate ships. That's a fight.
Yeah.
This fight is like pirate ship versus pirate ship.
that's true. And then, people do name their pirate ships as well. Mm-hmm. Some people have bigger ones.
Is that the plank that we're talking about?
You're walking it. Well, we have clearly come to the end of this show.
Clearly.
I don't know really where else there is to go after you hit something like that. But we've had fun. Stay tuned for Dave Radio with Radio Dave. And anything you guys want to plug or get into here?
I'm going to Science World tonight.
Nice.
Just plugging your social activities.
Anybody want to meet me there?
Are they still doing the spy exhibit? Because I really want to see that.
Yeah, I think.
Did you go to it, Matt?
I didn't go to it, but it's still on.
I think I saw an ad on the bus for it.
I love spies. I'm obsessed with spy culture. I watched this Mission Impossible like the two ago on Netflix, like last year. And for a week, I thought I was a spy. Everything I was doing, I was running, and I was in Spy World.
Do you ever watch Homeland?
I liked the first season, and then it got really crappy, as I feel a lot of radio. I'm still just naturally angry toward. Yeah, a lot of TV shows, they just get really bad.
Yeah, I think Homeland just makes me realize, like, oh my
Well, that
God.
Doesn't really make me want to be a spy, though. That's kind of the bad part of being a spy, where they're killing innocent people and waterboarding. I want the running and the sexiness. And the gadgets.
Like the James Bond. Like he's like a spy, but everybody knows him.
I like more of an Ethan Hawke, I think. I think he's a nice middle ground between real spy and sex symbol. James Bond is a little corny. I think I get almost tired of being James Bond.
He's also a really terrible secret agent.
Yeah, he's actually not.
Yeah.
Because he tells people his name away.
He tells people his name. He always gets captured. And his weak spot is women.
Yeah.
And he's just a terrible secret agent.
Yeah, that's really... His weak spot, he falls for the old hottie in a hammock.
Yeah.
Every time.
And they always have a gun, so he always gets, like, captured or knocked out.
What a fool.
Yeah, someone's always drugging his martini.
Maybe James Bond is just an expendable idiot. Maybe that's, and they're just, he was supposed to die, like, first of all, every single actor, that's a new Bond, right? We can all agree on Bond is a code name. 007 is a code name, which means that every actor... The previous one got killed on some mission, and now there's a new Bond. So really, he's just this, like, meathead that they toss into a situation. He'll bang a couple skirts and get captured, and, you know, then we can send in the real
008.
Yeah. It somehow saved the world in the process.
Yeah.
Just by accident.
They need to get... The stakes have gotten too... They've already got the country, save the country, save the Western Hemisphere, save the world. James Bond has saved the world like 10 times. They need to expand this. We need new material as a race. Like, we need an alien invasion or some sort of universe-expanding thing to happen just so we have new things to have in our movies.
Mm-hmm.
We've been landlocked here on the Earth for too long. We've completely used every single object and trope that we have. You know what I mean?
Nothing's new anymore.
Name something. Name a thing.
That we haven't used?
Yeah.
In a movie. Animals coming back and murdering everybody for righteous cause.
Animals. I think that was The Happening. That was Plants.
Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah. God, you got me.
Okay, we're going to go around. We'll try to come up with something that hasn't been done yet. Okay. I'll go first. Next. No, actually, clockwise. You go. Matt, lay it on me.
A Martian sitcom.
A Martian?
Oh, no. Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
I was going to say, and like Futurama?
Yep.
And there was a one on YTV with the kid that came down. He was like a high school Martian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the show called? High School
and
Martian?
The Jetsons kind of is that, but that's like in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all been done.
All right. Here. No. I got one. Okay. It turns out that the colors that we see are all part of different dimensions, and people that are colorblind live in the real world.
That's pretty cool. I would watch that.
Yeah. And it turns out that like everyone that can see color is actually just dreaming. The people that are like the real world is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst idea. This hasn't been done because it's absolutely terrible.
I mean, I just watched a movie, this Norwegian movie about a big wave that came.
Oh, I heard about that.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. It destroys the town.
Yeah,
what's that called?
The Wave.
The Wave. Not a great title.
Well, it's Norwegian, so like it might be called something like Way Cool.
Yeah, Wavensens.
Yeah.
It's got an umlaut and an upside down kind of letter in it, probably.
Oh, man.
But what,
waves are freaky. They're really, I'll take a werewolf alien invasion over a wave any day. I'm just checking out this trailer.
I'd take a zombie invasion more than I'd take a wave, because it depends on the zombies, but I'm taking like Walking Dead zombies, not I Am Legend zombies.
Yeah.
Right. Wait. I am Legend zombies.
No. The Walking Dead zombies. Because the I am.
Are you kidding me? Those are like, the Walking Dead ones are slow. Yeah. But here's the thing. I feel like the zombies on paper in the Walking Dead are not very good, but they seem to always catch people in that show. Like there's more fatalities in that show than any other zombie show or series. You know what I mean?
They're not running fast enough.
Yeah, you just have to make sure the camera's on you, because that's when the zombies are really slow. The camera's not on you, the zombies are sprinting. But in I Am Legend, those zombies are relentless.
Yeah, but they only come out at night, first of all.
Yeah.
They're a little silly. I feel like I could... Whereas the Walking Dead ones are terrifying. Hands down, the worst ones. I mean, we can all agree, 28 Days Later. 28... They run. They're like The Walking Dead, but they run really fast.
Yeah,
Rage zombies.
Yeah, I'm not down with those. I'm not down with those kind of zombies.
Neither am I.
That's bad times. And that's, funnily enough, the ones that we are the closest to having in real life with this.
Like that guy in Miami who.
Waka and the face eaters.
Yeah, the guy two days ago, a Florida State student.
Went into a house.
Yeah.
And killed them and chewed their faces off. And you know what? The cops managed to tase him and take him into custody without firing a single bullet. I feel like I just got a theory that if that was a black man that had double homicide and cannibalism, that might have been a couple gunshots.
And people would have been happy.
Yeah.
This one.
Oh, we finally got one that deserved it.
Yeah. People, like the stand by the police. Now everyone's like, you know, that's how real policing works.
Yes,
taking murder.
We can kill like 10 more innocent ones now. That's how it works, right? For every like guilty black person that the police shoot, they get to kill another like 10, 12 year old kids holding toy guns.
Yeah, that's pretty much how America is. You know, really.
Have you seen these? Because they have like cameras. They wear like GoPros now, so you can actually watch. Like police kill innocent people now
in real time
on YouTube.
I've watched it, and they'll always say, like, one of them will shoot, and it's almost comical. They'll be like, he shot first, right? And they're like, no. Oh. And that was, like, accidentally, like, just, like, hit their, like.
They're like, off.
Whoops.
Seem to have nothing to see here. My camera. Yeah, they really, they love the innocent deaths in the States. What is the, you shoot a gun ever, Issa?
Yeah.
Gun range?
Yeah, shotgun. You gun range, shoot in the backyard.
Matt?
Yeah, shotgun.
Shotgun?
Yeah.
You guys are
clay pigeons.
Ready for the apocalypse here.
Yeah.
I shot a 22. It's nothing. It's almost a paintball gun.
I shot a Glock before.
Woohoo!
A gun. I don't really like guns, but guns make you feel powerful.
Oh, they sure do.
They do make you feel powerful.
I just always feel like I'm about to see. That's. I think this shows a lot about me. Other people hold a gun, it's like I feel like a man. I feel like I hold a gun, I'm like, it just starts tilting towards my head, like it automatically, like
something's just gonna go.
Yeah,
you're gonna hurt yourself somehow.
Yeah, like a part of my brain goes like, oh, we're doing this today. We're doing the suicide. I thought it was gonna be like we're gonna wait till winter for that. I'm just made for suicide.
So what did you think of the trailer?
For The Wave?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really do disaster movies too much. I feel like they're always the same.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see a disaster movie where everyone just dies at the beginning, like in the first act. And then the rest of the movie is just like animals, like pigeons and stuff. Yeah. And then the third act, they start talking, and it's like a kids' movie.
That hasn't been done yet.
That has not been done.
Yeah, that hasn't been done. Which is
write
like a combination of all three of our ideas. That's where the magic happens.
All right. Well, I have been Alex Biron. You've been listening to Vancouverite, your Friday morning radio show. We will be doing a live show on September 25th. How about that, fellas? Isn't that amazing?
Sounds
at
great.
At the Wood Studio. And tickets will be going on sale relatively soon. Stay tuned for that. Rape is Real and Everywhere is going to be featured. They're starting their podcast. Feels really weird saying that every time. Yeah. Do you know what that is, Matt?
No.
No, that's too long of a story. But they finished their national tour, coming back. And it's going to be a real crazy time. I will be at Yuck Yucks next Thursday the 25th. It's the semifinals of the Yuck Off, so come vote for your man and move him through. Your man, that's me. And come by next Friday. It's gonna be, maybe Simon will be back with some new horror stories. And thanks for coming by, guys. It was a real time. We had a good time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for having
me. Thank you for having us, man.
And
for the entire show this time.
Yeah, stay tuned for Dave Radio with, you guessed it,
Radio Dave.